1-1.
This is the 311 Radio Show, where we learn all about the work of the Barbados Fire Service, focusing towards a safer Barbados.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 311 Radio Show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a really good Sunday, and thank you so much for sticking with us here on this wonderful station, your station across the nation and beyond. I am Krista J. Paul. It's a 311 Radio Show, of course, of the Barbados Fire Service. And today we have in the studio all gentlemen, well, and myself. Good morning. Good morning to Fire and Life Safety Officers Kevin Sobers and Jason Collins.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Barbados.
Good afternoon. That's correct. Thank you. And Jason, welcome back to you as well. You're off for a while. I had to wonder if your ears were ringing on a Sunday afternoon. But
thanks very much. Pretty welcome back. Yeah, it was off. Not off from work, but off from the fire prevention side of it. I had a couple of days of vacation as well.
Okay. Well, welcome back. And we welcome Research and Planning Officer Andrew Taylor. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
All right. Now, let's get into the meat of the matter. It's good to have all three of you here. And even as we've been talking so much about a number of things the past few weeks, of course, keeping people on their toes as it relates to indiscriminate burning, and we learned of the burn permits, the new burn permit that is out. And we just want to continue to make people aware of the different facets and different aspects as it relates to fire and safety and fire prevention. And we have some statistics. Once we hear Andrew Taylor on the program, we know Officer Taylor is going to present some form of statistics because he is the research man. He has the numbers. So, Officer Taylor, what do you want to share with us today?
Good afternoon again to the listening public. Just give an update for the statistics from January 1st now to May 19th, basically. So we are still down in our fire stats and fire activity in Barbados. So right now we're at 1,084 fires compared to 1,173 for the same period in 2019. So we're still down, but I can say that we can see the numbers trying to catch up to last year's numbers. We essentially were focusing on the period of lockdown, so between March 22nd to present, and we realized a spike in fire activity for those 7 to 8 weeks, basically. And as I said, between March 22nd and May 19th, we recorded 688 fires.
688 fires?
Yeah, so that's almost 700 fires in less than just under 2 months. This is compared to just 464 fires for the same period, March 22nd to May 19th of 2019.
Wow.
Now, to go even a little further, I would have done stats up to the 14th of May. And in that same period then, we would have recorded, between the 14th of May and 19th of May, we would have registered 4 house fires. So basically 4 house fires in 5 days, okay? And 13 house fires for that entire lockdown period. So between March 22nd and May 19th, we had 13 house fires in that period. And this is extremely, extremely worrying to us here, because it really shows that something has gone wrong somewhere. It is not that the message is not going out there through different channels, but we need to take a look at the behavior of people once again and see how we can kind of alter our actions as a fire service to try to reduce these fires. And I must add that out of these 688 fires, 438 were grass, and 164 were rubbish fires.
So my next question.
Yeah, so approximately 602 out of these 688 fires were basically a combination of grass and rubbish.
Ooh.
And recently, actually, one of the house fires that happened recently, some person actually said that there were burning some rubbish, which got out of control and actually went on to destroy the home they were living in. So that's where we're trying to keep pushing this message of fire safety. That's where they implemented the burn permit also, because we're really trying to reduce the numbers in terms of rubbish fires and grass fires in Barbados, because as we can see, they don't always stay small,
right,
and they can eventually spread to homes and cause some serious destruction. Also, out of the 31 house fires we've had for the year, mm-hmm, 20 of those have been in St. Michael.
Ooh.
And the issue with that is that the once again, the close proximity of the houses in the St. Michael area, mm-hmm, you don't often get a house fire standing alone. It would normally spread to another resident, and sometimes you can have three or four houses being affected by one house, basically.
Right. Oh my goodness! Wow, those are some startling statistics, especially as it relates to the comparison with last year, where you say that it's catching up to last year's figure for the same period. But,
yes,
you know, we're definitely working to keep it down. People are at this time taking the opportunity to do some cleaning up and cleaning out, even as they're at home. But, you know, we can't be cleaning out and having fires that, of course, would get out of control and so forth. So, no. So what then is your advice? What is your admonition to people as you present these statistics?
Well, as a department, what we have to do is continue to educate people, because unfortunately, burning rubbish, or as we say in Barbados, burning stuff, is somewhat of a Barbadian pastime. It's a tradition. You have something in the yard, you just start to burn it. You have a few leaves in the yard, you start to burn them. You kill an animal, you burn the carcass. So burning is almost part of our landscape, if you want to put it that way. So honestly, we're fighting a battle of changing mindsets, because we have to get people out of the idea that burning is second nature.
Okay.
We want people to understand that no, fire safety is the priority. Not getting rid of your few leaves, or you cut the grass and you rake it up and you want to get rid of it. We want to get people to understand that there are alternative ways of disposing of your garbage. Okay, so for us, it's really changing mindset, which is going to be difficult, but I always think that if we can start with the children, then the children can tend to influence the household.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we're really gearing our programs now toward the younger people, because young people tend to spread the word faster than the adults. Because, you know, if you send a message to a teenager on WhatsApp, by the time you send that message at 12:01 and 30 seconds, that message is going to all their friends, basically. So we're really focusing now our efforts on the younger generation. And as long as we educate them, then we know that we should be good to go, because at the end of the day, they are going to be the people coming up now and being the future homeowners. Okay, so we need to get them in that mindset that lighting of a fire is not a good thing to do.
Right, that's correct. Do you find that there are more repeat offenders?
It is really hard to say in terms of repeat offenders, because especially with the grass fires, that could be basically anyone passing an open field and deciding, okay, well, let me see if this grass can burn today or tomorrow. So in terms of a lot of grass fires, it's hard to say pinpoint someone. With some rubbish fires, though, there are some people who are repeat offenders. So you can get multiple calls coming in to the dispatch about a particular person in the neighborhood. So that's the only time we actually get to really see that repeat offender. But normally, someone that passes, throws a cigarette and saves some grass, or someone lives next door to open lock, but they're not going to come and tell the fire service, well, hey, it was us that started the fire. But, you know, it just magically burns. And no one has a clue, you know, what went on.
Is your son?
Yeah. People ask me if the grass is
spontaneously
combusting. Yeah. I told them no. It's being held by humans.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, we just need to continue to encourage people to just take the extra precautions because, I mean, yes, there are those instances where you talk about cigarette butt, and I remember we spoke already in the program about the effect of the sun on hitting the glass, hitting a broken bottle then. And
fire. We did speak on that already, for sure.
Right, yeah. That's a myth. It's a myth. Yeah, all right, yeah. There you go. So, you know, we just need to exercise due care, that's all. Well, not that's all, but that is definitely an aspect that we need to develop and to encourage and practice. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. So we look at these statistics. Yes, they are less than last year's statistics for the same period, but we want to continue to repeat and reiterate the message of caution at this time. And it's interesting that you noted St. Michael. Yes, we know that it's the most populated parish. But we want to encourage all the Saint Michaelers. Is that it? So, you know, just to be mindful of this as well, and to let's just look out for each other. For each other. No burning of stuff. And we have also looked at composting as an option. We've talked about the Sanitation Service Authority or other private entity, you know, coming to collect your stuff instead of you having to feel the need to burn. But there are alternative ways, and we know that there's YouTube. We can check out a YouTube channel to see how to compost if you're not too sure. There's lots of information on the internet, and we want to encourage persons to utilize these methods instead of burning.
Correct. Actually, Chris, as you mentioned, if you recall, we did have persons, representatives, from the Sanitation Service Authority,
right,
in terms of the whole idea of the garbage collection and so on. And we also had a lady, one of the teachers at the St. George Secondary School,
yes,
who came.
Miss Burke, I'm trying to remember her first name.
Miss Burke, exactly. Miss Burke came in and spoke to us about the compost and so on, and how we can start our own, you know, home compost, so to speak.
That's correct. Yes.
So we do have that information that would have been given in previous programs. So there's no excuse, really and truly. We have the information is out there. We just need to tap into it and do the relevant things. And I think Taylor has given us a good opening stand. he's delivered well. So we now have a good platform in which to go into our, you know, what we really wanted to speak about as well. Because we know the stats, we know the fires that we are having. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people within, we recognize that a lot of businesses have reopened within this last week.
Yeah.
And therefore, we just want to remind persons, because there are persons who would have been in their houses now for the past 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And we just want to remind our listeners who are back up to work now not to become complacent, basically. Because, you know, being home and we got caught up in one particular routine, you get up on mornings, probably don't have to do much different things, and not leaving the house, a lot of the things that we would do when we are preparing to go to work on mornings, we may have slacking off a bit, and therefore we don't want you to be complacent. So we're just going to encourage you with a couple of reminders. There are some that, you know, in my opinion, that we would know about from before, but we just want to keep reminding the public of this country about what I like to call our daily routine checks before leaving home. Mm-hmm. Every morning, you know, you want to check and make sure that your stove is turned off. And when I say turn off, not only the knobs of the stove itself turn off, but turn off the gas main, the main line, from the main line of the gas, so that we make sure that is off as well. Unplugging your irons, And not only unplugging your earbuds, what I usually encourage people, in other than unplugging your earbuds, is to make sure that you take it off the earbud board. If you remove it from the earbud board, then the likelihood of you forgetting it plugged in should be a lot less. Unplugging your fans when you're going to leave home. We spoke about these things in the past, but as usual, we just want to remind persons, as I said, we're going back to work now, so the change of routine, and we don't want to encourage complacency. So remove unplugging your fans, unplugging your microwaves, your electronic kettles, electronic stores for that matter, your radio, your television, make sure you plug them up before you leave home on mornings. You know, these are some practices that we just want to, you know, keep people au fait and keep in mind the persons. As a matter of fact, I would say basically you unplug any irrelevant appliances when you're leaving home. And the only relevant appliance that we all know when you're leaving home should be a fridge. Everything else you could very much unplug when you're going to leave the house on mornings. So I just want to remind persons, you know, that as customer practice, try to get back into that habit, because as I said, 7 weeks away from work, it is, for some of us, may have become a little complacent. And you know, I like to say, don't take anything for granted. As the words of my deputy chief, I also like to say when we were recruiting, don't take anything for granted. So I just want to remind persons of that.
That's very key, very important, because as you say, we've definitely gotten into some kind of routine, being at home, leaving things on. You know, maybe the television might be on, the radio on,
correct,
to keep your company, you know.
And also to keep you updated on COVID, because you need those resources to keep you updated.
Yes,
you already have the television, but at the same time, now that we're heading back out to work, just want to remind persons not to forget them in, as they would have probably normally done for the last 7 weeks or so.
Right, exactly. So
definitely.
You know, it's not going to be easy to just fall back into a routine.
Correct.
You know, it takes a conditioning,
a little bit of time.
Mind, yes. A little bit at a time to make sure the lights are off and so on. But that is something you definitely need to remember. Hmm?
Definitely. In fact, even with going back in now, I just want a little reminder, we're not only speaking of normal homeowners now, but the parents and the children as well, because as you know, for the last couple of weeks now, the children are being homeschooled. And for those, when it first began, the homeschooling, a lot of the parents would have been home with their children because work would have been shut off for that period. Now that some of the parents are going out to work, it's going to mean that we're going to have some children who are going to be home, the ones who are old enough, who are going to be home by themselves during the day and having to do their online classes. The little ones, obviously, I would like to believe would be supervised by some adult in some form or fashion. Like I said, I would like to believe. But
yeah.
The bigger ones, obviously, in the secondary school in particular, would probably, some of them would have to be home by themselves. And obviously, with your online classes going on, I also want to remind them that obviously sometime in the day you're going to have lunch. So remember the same things about the stove and so on when you prepare your lunch or whatever have you, your microwaves, etc. Remember not to leave those things on after preparing your lunch while you're home alone in all the hustle of trying to get back online for your class, because it's very important still that safety is paramount whether or not you're doing classes. And also because we have a heavier influx now of technology in terms of laptops, cell phones, tablets being used within the homes, I want to encourage persons to make sure that we continue and heighten, not only continue, but heighten now our safety precautions as it relates to laptops in terms of having them, not having them on the bed. Remember, we would have spoken about that already, but not having your laptops on the bed, if it is possible, have a proper cooling fan. If you don't have a cooling fan, get a piece of board or something to place under your laptop, and not place it on the bed and so on, because we know that laptops and tablets and so on will be used a lot longer than probably on a normal basis, because persons are now at home and doing work from these devices at home. We also have the plugs. Remember that when you're finished charging your devices, cell phone, laptops, tablets, because obviously you could imagine being that they're being used more now, they are going to need to be charged more than we would normally charge them. I can say to you for the last couple of months that I have never charged a cell phone as much times as I have had to for the last couple of months. So, you know, because we are home and we're using the devices a little more, we're going to need to, charge them, but we also need to remember that after charging them, it is important to unplug the charger from the electrical source before plugging it out from the actual device itself. And this is something that I continuously speak about on this program, where persons plug out there, not only here on this program, but I also speak about it when I do in any sort of presentations, where persons plug the device from the charger and leave the charger plugged into the socket. So all of these little precautions, I just want to remind persons about as we go forward into this current phase of the COVID pandemic.
I guess he emphasized mainly on plug. So long and short, to make it easy for the listeners, when you're leaving home, unplug everything. Except for the fridge and possibly the wireless internet router. Outside of those two things and the freeze, make sure you unplug everything.
Correct.
Even unplug a clock. Unplug everything.
For sure.
Even the clock.
Even the clock.
Oh my goodness.
So Bruce Sir has spoken.
Yeah, right, clearly.
Yeah.
Oh man, yes, we definitely need to remember these things because we're talking about the older children and you know, they're gonna be at home. Exams are later now, CXC exams
Correct.
Are later on CAPE. And you know, it's a I wouldn't say a weird time, but it's a new time.
It's a new experience for all of us.
Yes,
definitely.
It is.
So
it's something that we all have to adapt to.
You know, everything they say the only thing that's constant in life is change. And obviously it's a change of environment, a change of everything for all of us. So we all have to kind of get ourselves up to speed now with the new norm, so to speak.
Right, exactly.
Definitely.
Exactly. You know, even for those who are not doing the major exams, external exams, but, you know, they may feel as if they are on an extended holiday, extended vacation, extended
relaxed
time, you know, and the devil finds work for idle hands. So one to make sure to just make that plea to the parents. I know that it's might be a little bit more work for parents to keep keep an eye on the older children, but please do this because, you know, you'll be better off, your home will be better off, your child will be better off, and, you know, God forbid, you can stave off any disasters as well. So we just want to make that appeal. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it's important, though, for the parents, as you said, to be the guide in terms of getting children mentally psyched to understand that even though you're at home, you're still at school, so to speak, in the school environment, and get your mindset to the work environment. I have a six-year-old niece. I know I've seen my sister basically tutor her into mentally preparing herself as though it's a normal school day. You get up in the morning and you get yourself ready to go to school, as in you're not physically going, but you get yourself ready because you have to be in front of that computer or laptop by 8:45 or so. So it is all about getting your mind in that place where you understand that although you're at home and not physically at school, you're still in a school environment in terms of the work that you have to complete and so on during the day. So I think the parents have a role to play in terms of mentally channeling their children's mindset towards understanding that we're back at school.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
The certain operations have reopened as well. You know that we're still in our dry season for maybe a week or so now. But we just want to remind persons that the landscapers and so on will be back out to work and so on. So, you know, keep that 10-foot perimeter around your house in terms of grass and so on, and bush from around your house, so that in the event that that grass starts to burn, you have that 10-foot perimeter from your house, and your house will be safe from the eventuality of any sort of fire.
Officer Collins was saying about the 10-foot perimeter. But I was saying we're applicable.
Well, we're applicable
because not everyone will have that sort of room around them,
correct.
Basically to clear 10 feet. So it's just basically to keep around you as clean as possible, as much as you can.
Correct.
Because, you know, sometimes you can go somewhere and you can have around your home clean, but then your neighbor may keep around their surroundings untidy.
Yeah.
So you have to just try to do as much as you can for yourself and protect yourself and your family as much as possible.
That's about it. I'm thinking that, you know, we just need to continue to exhort, admonish, beseech, implore, beg people to continue to exercise the right practices, you know, as it relates to fire prevention and safety, as you just mentioned there, keeping the surroundings cleaned up around your home so that, you know, you can prevent anything from happening in this dry season, and to continue to encourage people to make sure to turn off your appliances, turn off and unplug. Including the clock and the microwave. Yes, including the clock, the microwave, the TV, the radio, whatever. To just remember these things. These are the little things that can make a huge difference and a huge meaning, hundreds, thousands of dollars, maybe lives difference. So we want to admonish you to do those things. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for sharing with us today in the 311 Radio Show. I don't know if you have any other words that you want to relay?
No, I just want to give a shout out to all my colleagues at the various stations. We know, as Taylor would have said, we've seen an increase in fires over the past couple of weeks, and which would have stretched them even more.
Correct.
And just want to give them a shout out for doing such a good job and going for hours upon hours, sometimes just eating or drinking, to make sure that they do the best job that I can in keeping the public of Barbados safe. So to them, give them a shout out and a clap for them. So yeah,
definitely.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you guys definitely a lot of work, not only out there practically in terms of the actual emergencies, but what a lot of the public don't understand is the work that these guys do behind the scenes in terms of training and preparing to, for any eventuality that they are faced with out there on that. On the fairground or any emergency.
Exactly.
A lot of the public never see that. So we only see when the siren goes on or the alarm goes on and the guys are responding. But we don't see the preparation that these guys put in on a weekly basis to try to keep themselves up to speed with the different evolving bits of training, et cetera.
Yes. Well, that's
sure.
Great. Thank you very much.
Contrary to what you see on TV.
That's true.
Correct. Correct.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we want to thank you, gentlemen, for being on the 311 Radio Show with us today. Fire and Life Safety Officers Kevin Silbers and Jason Collins.
You're most welcome, ma'am.
Yes,
good
sir.
To be back.
Officer. Yes, sir.
Officer good to be back.
Good to be back. Good to have you.
Yes.
And Officer Taylor, thank you so much for being with us here as well.
Always a pleasure. And just remind everyone to be fire safe and fire smart.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Good stuff.
And as you always see at the end of the program, fire prevention is our intention.
Wonderful. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much for that line. And I'm Krista J. Paul, thanking you for being with us on the 311 Radio Show today. Remember, you can always check out the podcast on VOB929.com. Have a safe and a fantastic week. God bless.
That was the 311 Radio Show, as we heard from the Barbados Fire Service. Join us again next week right here on VOB 92.9 FM at 1:30 p.m. for the next edition of the 311 Radio Show.